Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I like to take science and apply it to all things plants. And today's episode, we're talking about copper for plants, specifically houseplants, but applies to all. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, all my plant people. How are you guys doing? If you're new around here, my name's Ashley, and we like to take science and apply it to all things plants. And today's episode on the podcast, we're talking about copper. So this is one of those nutrients that everyone forgets about, but is so crucial to plant care. Now, it's particularly important in houseplants, and it's also important in outdoor plants, but in particular, houseplants is what we're going to be focusing on today because it's blizzarding outdoors and my brain is nowhere near gardening and it's all about my houseplants now. So I've completely done a 360 in my brain and this is where we're at. So copper can be applied to the soil through a fertilizer, a micronutrient fertilizer, but it can also be applied through foliar application. Now, what I will say is I did an interview with some folks from ProMix, and they did, if you didn't watch that or you didn't listen to that episode, go check that episode out. But in that podcast, we talked about how soil, potting soil, is not just peat or compost or coconut coir, that these companies put quite a bit of work into them. They add lime, they add nutrients, and it's quite a bit of science goes behind the actual production of your potting soils. So because of that, one of them is copper. However, plants age and they get old and we don't necessarily repot them all the time. And so we may decrease the copper that's actually in that soil for those plants. So copper is something that we can apply to the leaves. Now, it's best applied to the leaves because it can actually be directly competing with other nutrients. So some nutrients it can actually compete with can include potassium, phosphorus, and pretty much all the other micronutrients for that matter. And so because of that, applying it to the leaves can actually help prevent excess or over fertilization of the soil itself. Now, when we foliar apply, we want to apply to the bottoms of the leaves. This is where there's a particularly large amount of stomata, and we want to do it just before the lights out, before the lights go out on our plants. We can apply it during the day, we can apply it to the tops of the leaves, but keep in mind that plants, while they respire during the day, they don't respire as intensively as they do at night. And also, the stomata themselves are found on the bottoms of the leaves. So when the plant respires, and the reason why it does it at night is because when the guard cells open up, it releases water and uptakes CO2. The uptaking of CO2 results in loss of water, and CO2 is needed for photosynthesis. The plant waits till night because there's less water loss when it opens the stomata at night, because there's less sun, less heat ambiently, and just directly hitting the leaf itself. And so that lower loss is the reason why this happens. And so the best way to get the most out of your copper foliar spray is to apply at night to the bottoms of the leaves. So copper can do a number of different things. One reason in which people will apply it is for powdery mildew or for some sort of fungal growth on the plant or on the soil surface. We've talked about soil mold before, and I've talked about how it's not a bad thing. It's just decomposing organic material and nutrient cycling, which again is not a bad thing. But when we apply it to the soil surface, if we have a little bit of fuzz that we don't like the look of, it will kill it off, and it will help you. It will be a benefit to you. If you choose to spray it on the leaves, it will destroy hyphae and spores and all that sort of stuff on the leaves, the stems, and that sort of thing, which ultimately will also help your plant. Now, when we apply it, we can also apply it for different infections, both bacterial and pest-wise, it can help with, but to a lesser extent of what it would do for a fungi type setup. One of the ways that it actually helps your plant kind of fight pests and disease and that sort of thing is it ultimately changes the pH. And this is also the reason why it can help with nutrient capture in your soil, is because, again, it helps neutralize your pH. It's pretty darn acidic. I think it has a pH of around 4. Now, given most of the applications, you would dilute with water, and so your water pH would play into this a little bit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Or quite a bit, depending on how extreme your water pH is. But ultimately, that lower acidic pH is a reason why it's so effective in doing these things. So you may be wondering, well, what makes copper so effective? Like, why would I want to use copper? What does it do in the plant? And the copper activates enzymes in the plants that are involved in the lignin synthesis and several other essential enzyme systems. So it's required in the process of photosynthesis. It is essential to plant respiration and actually assists in plant metabolization of carbohydrates and proteins. So copper can also affect the flavor or the intensity of flavor in vegetables, and this can include tomatoes, peppers, and cannabis as well. And it will also affect the flower color. So if you have orchids or begonias or anything that flowers, it will affect the flower color. So because it does all that, it's important to remember it is a mobile nutrient. So when we see a deficiency, it will usually show up in the newer leaves. And the way that a copper deficiency shows up is the newer leaves will start cupping. There'll be some slight chlorosis there, either on the whole leaf or in between the veins of the new leaves. And the chlorotic areas of the leaf, the small necrotic spots may form on them, especially in those leaf margins. Now, symptoms progress, we end up with the newer leaves being smaller in size. They lose their sheen. Some of them may wilt. Another really common version of this is the apical meristem will become necrotic and actually die off. And this will ultimately inhibit the growth of lateral branches. And I've seen this before, and I did a YouTube video actually on the copper for houseplants. I'm not sure if it'll be out by the time that this goes live, but what I will say is that with that necrotic leaf, it's very common. I see it all the time, and when you see a photo of it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because I think every houseplant person has dealt with this. I often see it with pothos and philodendrons. Those are the two that I see it with the most. I've also seen it with monsteras before too. Not so much like begonias and that sort of thing, but definitely those three I've seen it with. Now, what I will say is, just because you don't show a deficiency doesn't mean you can't use copper. Keep in mind, it's used to fight fungi and all that sort of stuff. And if you use copper before signs of deficiency show up, you end up with much larger leaves and a lot more growth, typically speaking, through copper. And you can actually look up trials photos or side-by-sides of this, and it's pretty drastic when you see a plant that has had a copper applied to it versus one that hasn't. It's pretty darn drastic. So if you want to check that out, do so. It's actually quite interesting. But regardless, this is kind of an easy application you can do. It's a fun way to, I guess, bond with your plants that's not as detrimental or deadly as watering or overwatering, as many of us like to do when we like to baby our plants. It doesn't involve, you know, clipping. I know when I get bored, I want to like propagate everything. But it's a great way to keep your plants intact despite the boredom. And it serves benefits in a number of different ways for just even pest prevention without doing too much harm. So I like to apply it once a month. You can apply it more, you can apply it less. It's completely up to you. What I will say is follow the instructions. If it's instructions to treat a fungal disease, then it's probably going to tell you to apply weekly until the disease is gone. But keep in mind, you can overapply this, so you want to obviously do this within stride. So with that being said, that's all I have for you guys today on this episode of Gardening in Canada. If you have not yet, come visit me over on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Many of you have already. You can come find me over at Gardening in Canada. Many of you actually come found me over on Instagram and said I found you through the podcast. I love it. And I want to thank you for coming over. It means the world to me. Put a face to the name, I guess you could say, if you come over and visit. And also keep in mind, I have that voicemail feature in the show notes. If you want to check that out, you can leave me a voicemail and I can answer it live here on this show. With that being said, be sure to rate this podcast or do whatever you need to do for the podcast over on whatever you're listening on. I will talk to you guys next time. Stay warm, and hopefully you're getting into that Christmas season. Talk to you guys next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.